John was very nervous in his beginning of his life. One day, they were going to a Samaritan village, and this Samaritan village refused him, refused the Lord. Then John came to the Lord and said to him, "Let us ask for fire come from heaven to destroy this village." And the Lord said to him, "You don't know from which spirit you are. What are you doing? What do you think about things like this?" He was very tough, very nervous, but you know, we see after this a change in his life. And please follow me. The Lord is willing to change your life. From death to life. From sin to righteousness. And even after you accept Jesus as your Savior, He is willing to change your life day after day. He wants your life to be better than yesterday, and tomorrow will be better than today. He wants to change some aspects in your personality, some weaknesses in your life. He wants to change these things to let you be better and better every day after this. So if you accept the Lord like John did, ask the Lord to change your life day after day, to make you better. You know, every one of us has things that displease him. I have things that displease me. But I'm quite sure that the Lord is working on me day after day to let me be better in every day and every aspect. First of all, he has enjoyed the changing of life. And the Lord is willing to do that to every one of us today. And secondly, he enjoyed the love of Christ himself. So that he called himself not the disciple who loves Jesus. He called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. It's a great difference, actually. We all love the Lord, but it's better to feel the love of the Lord to us. You know, if you feel him, you find your worth. When we're speaking about worth in the first meeting, we said that the best place to find our worth is in his love. I am loved. I am precious in the eyes of the Lord. And he loves me. The most one who spoke about the love of God in his gospel, in the three epistles he wrote, was John. He wrote the most about love, especially the love of God, which is in Latin we would find it agape, the wonderful love of God, and how the depth of this love. He enjoyed this love, and you are called to enjoy his love as well. Thirdly, we find that he failed but returned. You know, in the beginning he was one of the disciples who flees from the scene when people came to catch the Lord and catched him on the garden. At that time, all the disciples except Peter went away. John was one of them, but he returned back. And you know, when you are in the side of Christ, you may do something wrong, but you always have the way to come back to the Lord. Sometimes we will struggle, and tomorrow we'll speak about how to continue our race, how to finish our race. But you know, if you submit your life to the Lord, you should be sure that he will care about you, and when you fail, he will let you return back. Finally, the Lord honored him by a wonderful ministry. He asked him to care about his mother, about Mary, the precious one. He found the best one to care about him, about her, is John. John, this is your mother. Mother, this is your son. So what a privilege. And what a privilege the Lord will give every one of us, will give his life to him, so that he use us, he give our purpose to our life, so that we can live the wonderful life. Let us sum everything, okay? We have four things in common. Can you remember? If not, can you remember, try to see it on the screen. One, close to the Lord. Two, going to worship places. Three, Good title. For?
A
ministry. Okay. But Judas has four bad things. First of all, he was not clean. Secondly, not redeemed. Thirdly, didn't hear the warning. Fourthly, he lost everything. John, we said about John that he? His life changed. Secondly, enjoyed the love of the Lord. Thirdly, fourthly, and now this is the time to ask you about your decision. You have to figure out which of them you are, Judas or John, and to take the proper action so that take your right place. Would you like to stay Judas if you are Judas? If you are, please consider it right. Judas lost everything at the end. And now, if you are John, would you ask the Lord to change your life day after day, to let you better than yesterday, to give you the better every day and every day? We will do something. I would like to split for fives or sixes. Every five or six young people with a leader. And we will take something like 5 to 6 minutes of prayings. I would like everyone to consider what you heard and to figure out which of the two characters you are. We are one of the both. There is no third option. Judas or John and the rest of the disciples. As I told you, the Lord is counting them 11 plus 1. Are you from the 11 or the one who betrayed the Lord? You have to figure out to yourself and you have to take your decision. So, we will take this few minutes